Tonight we're going to look in the Gospel of Luke in chapter 8. Okay, and we'll open with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come before you now, Lord, to ask for your help, Lord, in opening your word. Lord, help me to deliver truths, Lord, tonight. And Lord, help me to say what you need me to say, Lord. Just ask, Lord, that you'd be working in our hearts, Lord, and that we would allow the Holy Spirit to have his way in our hearts, Lord, and guide us and direct us, Lord. We just pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord laid it on my heart to talk about this passage of Scripture in chapter 8 from verse 40 to 56 we're going to read. And for quite a while I struggled with what I was going to bring tonight, what the Lord wanted me to bring, and I kept coming back to this. So the Lord just kept me coming back to this passage, and I've struggled to put something that seems to gel together. So I'll be relying on the Lord tonight to help me and help me with what I say. But we'll read from verse 40 down to the end of the chapter. And it came to pass that when Jesus was returned, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house. For he had one only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay a dying. But as he went, the people thronged him. And a woman, having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment. And immediately her issue of blood stanched. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, "Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?" And Jesus said, "Somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me." And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace." While he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, "Thy daughter is dead. Trouble not the master." But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, "Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole." And when he came into the house, he suffered no man to go in, save Peter and James and John, and the father and the mother of the maiden. And all wept and bewailed her, but he said, "Weep not, she is not dead, but sleepeth." And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. And he put them all out, and took her by the hand, and called, saying, "Maid, arise." And her spirit came again, and she arose straightway, and he commanded to give her meat. And her parents were astonished, but he charged them that they should tell no man what was done. So we see in this passage two miracles of the Lord Jesus. We find these two miracles also in Matthew chapter 9, 18 to 26, and in Mark chapter 5, 21 to 43. And we find a little bit of other information in Matthew and a bit more in Mark. And tonight, the Lord, I feel the Lord wanted me to talk to you for a little bit about one word that I find in the text here. And we find the word in verse 48 and also in verse 50. And that word is whole. Now, the Greek word that was translated whole here means to save, deliver, or protect. So, I feel that this passage, yes, there was a miracle here done physically for the woman who had a flow of blood and to the daughter of Jairus, but there's also a spiritual miracle here. Now, the word whole is found, that Greek word is found 20 times in the Gospel of Luke. And 14 times it's translated save or to save or saved in that manner. And we find it, if you want to turn to Luke 19 for an example, Luke 19, chapter 10. Luke chapter 19, verse 10. The mission statement of Jesus here, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. And the words to save there are this Greek word. And if we turn back to chapter 18 and verse 26, we see the same word. So this is after the rich young ruler comes to Jesus and then goes away sorrowful because Jesus told him to sell all he had. And Jesus says, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? For it is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. In verse 26, and they that heard it said, who then can be saved? That word saved is the same word that we find in the passage in chapter 8 that's translated whole. I was trying to think of an illustration I could give to best describe becoming whole. And the only thing I could think of was an egg for some reason. My limited brain capacity could only think of an egg. And there's two parts to an egg. Well, there's three parts, but we'll just look at the inside, the yolk and the white. Two parts. And it reminded me of John chapter 3 with Nicodemus coming to the Lord and Jesus telling him that he needed to be born again. We can turn there to John chapter 3 and we'll read some of it. We'll just start from the beginning of the chapter. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. And so we have two parts here. We have that which is born of the flesh and that which is born of the Spirit. We have the yolk and the white. With my limited capacity of thinking, that's what I come up with. And so, without the yolk and without the white, you don't have a whole egg. There's no whole there. There's no 100%. And so, until we are born again, we are not whole. We're not saved. Now, in the passage of Luke, we'll go back to Luke chapter 8 and verse 40. I want to look at the desire of Jesus. Actually, we might turn to Matthew 9 first. Matthew 9 and verse 19. And it gives us a little bit more information. When Jairus comes to Jesus, falling down at Jesus' feet, when I read the Luke passage, I pictured Jesus standing up. But then I went back into Matthew chapter 9, I find him sitting down, because in verse 19 it says, "And Jesus arose and followed him." When Jairus came and asked Jesus to come and help his daughter, we see the desire of Jesus to come and help. We see his desire to help people and to have, he had compassion on people. So we see Jesus arose and he followed, but then he stopped. He stopped by a woman. A woman with great faith that had said within herself, "If I may but touch the border of his garment, I shall be made whole." We then find that someone of Jairus' household comes to him and says, "Your daughter is dead, trouble not the master." But Jesus says, "Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole." He says, "It's not too late. Oh, it's not too late to help. I want to help." Sometimes, the pastor and I went to see a fella yesterday, and every time we'd been to see him before, he'd always just wanted to shut us down when we wanted to talk about God to him. And I was starting to think, maybe it's too late. Is there much point going to see him if he keeps shutting us down? But God said, "It's not too late." He said, "I've been ploughing in his heart. I gave him a heart attack, gave him a nosebleed, made him sick. I've been ploughing that field. It's time to go scatter the seed." He said, "It's not too late for this man to be born again. It's not too late for me to help him. It's not too late for me to make him whole." His desire is to make all of us whole. If you don't know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, he's waiting for you to cry out to him. He's waiting for you to be born again. We see in the Luke account, if you want to turn back into Luke, I think it is. Let me see where I'm at, sorry. If you don't know tonight, right now, where you would spend eternity, where you would go, that means that you're lost. Luke 19:10, the mission statement of Jesus says, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost." He's seeking you. Do you know that Jesus is seeking you? In that Luke account, I feel that the woman with the issue of blood grasped hold of some of those truths that we can read about that she may have heard, like the truth in John 10:9, where Jesus said, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." And she grasped hold of John 14:6, where it says, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. We need to be like this woman of great faith and grasp onto these truths. Take hold of them. Hold on to them in our heart. I wrote a story, yeah, and you can laugh at it, but that's all right. It's the same passage, but as we read through this passage, we, I guess, in a fleshly sense, we look at it as a physical, always looking at the physical miracles of Jesus that he did. And yes, he did physically stop the bleeding. And yes, he did physically bring this daughter back to life of Jairus. But I wanted to emphasize on the spiritual. So if I can, I want to change the issue of blood to a disease of sin. Now we know that this lady had spent all her living on physicians trying to be healed. And in the Mark account, it tells us that she only grew worse. So, I'll tell you my short story. It only goes 10 seconds. We have a woman who, being diseased with sin, spent all her living upon religions. Neither could be saved of any, but grew worse. She had tried Mormon, Baha'i, Catholic, Islam, Buddha. She tried them all, even Baptist, but no religion remove her disease of sin until she came to the Lord Jesus and touched the border of his garment with faith, and immediately her issue of sin stanched. Have you come to the Lord Jesus with that faith? Have you been that woman trying all sorts of religions in your life, and only growing worse in your sin, only going further away from the Lord Jesus? Tonight, have you been made whole by the Lord Jesus? Do you know right now where you would spend eternity if you would die? Please come to the Lord Jesus, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost.